Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Security and Assurance. Even though the Bible clearly promises eternal life to all who will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, many professing Christians commonly wrestle with whether or not they have eternal life. It's part of the spiritual battle. In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us that we as believers wrestle with the forces of darkness. And in that same passage, he tells us to take the shield of faith, by which we might extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one, and to put on, quote, the helmet of salvation, verse 17, by which we might protect our minds against the onslaughts of Satan. Spiritual warfare involves the mind, and we need to protect our minds from satanic attack. The way we combat the devil is through the truth of Scripture and faith in the promises of God. Are we going to believe the devil, or are we going to believe God? Therein lies the battle. Realize that salvation is a matter of faith and not of feelings. Young and immature Christians tend to go by feelings. But as we grow, we more and more rely upon God's word. Faith is simply taking God at his word. This is where spiritual stability is found. The subjects of security and assurance are closely tied together, and yet they are distinct. If one is a true believer in Christ, then they have eternal security in Christ, whether they realize it or not. Security is a doctrinal and positional matter. However, personal assurance, while based on the objective word of God, also involves the element of that which is subjective and experiential. Let's talk about the basis of eternal security. Number one, the finished cross work of Christ. When John the Baptist introduced Jesus, he introduced him in John 1:29 as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And then John 19:30 records Jesus' last words on the cross. It says there, John 19:30, so when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. In his dying breath, Jesus said, "It is finished." The Greek word tetelestai is translated, "It is finished." It was a commercial term, meaning the debt is paid in full. Immediately when Jesus died, the veil in the temple in front of the Holy of Holies was split from top to bottom, showing that access was now available to God through the finished work of Christ on the cross. Hebrews 10:14 says, "For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified." Note, Jesus alone has perfected us through his one offering on the cross. And note, he has perfected us forever. Perfected forever equals eternal security. You can't get any better than perfected, and you can't get any longer than forever. That is eternal security. Number two, the promise of God. Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. And his promise is that all who believe in the Son have eternal life. We have God's promise on it. We can rest in God's word. It is sure. In Romans 8, we are told that in Christ there is no condemnation and that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:38 and 39, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In John 10, Jesus emphasized a fourfold security for believers. He says there, John 10:28, 29, and number one, I give them eternal life. And two, they shall never perish. Three, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, for, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Here in John 10, Jesus, with a fourfold emphasis, stresses the eternal security of the believer in the strongest way possible. Eternal life is eternal. It's not temporary life, probationary life, or intermittent life. Rather, Christ gives believers eternal life. The flip side is that they shall never perish. Never means never. No one can snatch us out of Christ's almighty grip, and no one can snatch us out of the Father's sovereign hand. This emphasis is a fourfold security. For the believer in Christ, our past is forgiven, our present makes sense, and our future is secure. Our salvation is as secure and certain as Christ's promise. Rest in that. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.